have come to the distinct conclusion that the majority of the people who spend most of their time online, you know who you are, you lead hacksaws, and even if you don't call yourself lead hacksaws, you think you're lead hacksaws, or just generally everyone who spends the majority of their social time online, most of your friends are people you've never met, they're just little call signs in space, most of those people are in fact insane. Not because they have, you know, little friends that they don't know in there in cyberspace, God knows I'm with them too, but there's actually something very, very wrong with these people. There's something very, very wrong with these people. The thing that's wrong with them is they don't have that little part in their head, you know, that little switch in your head when you go over to someone's house and you take your garbage out of your car and you throw it inside their garbage can at the end of their driveway, and then you go and say hello to them and you come back outside and you leave, and then that person comes out, looks inside their garbage can and goes, oh, so they threw away their car garbage in my garbage can. There's a little voice inside his head that goes, that's not a big deal, you should just let that go. They don't have that voice. Instead, they go and they run back inside the house and they phone the person and say, you threw your garbage in my garbage can! And the guy goes, yeah, man, I was cleaning out my car. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But it's not my garbage! Well, I'm sorry, man. It was garbage anyway. I didn't think you'd really care. You didn't ask me! I really didn't think it would care, man. It's not that big of a deal. I will come over and get the garbage. No! You're never coming to my house again! You're not my friend! You exploit me! You suck! Okay, there's something wrong when you cannot actually kind of grasp that. Some things you let go. You let things slide. Just kind of carry on for the betterment of all. If we lived in a world where everybody wigged out that hard over everything, trust me, I'm the king of wig out. I wig out on everything. I'll point things out and people look at me and go, man, that's a little bit much, don't you think? But when I am sitting there being the voice of reason saying, dude, that's a bit much. Everybody just relax, okay? Let's save the wig out sessions for things like, you know, Scientology, nuclear war, and religious right. Other than that, let's just take it easy a little bit, okay? My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.